are being a scholar, a teacher, an editor, a critic, and from our point of view, most important, a poet. Mr. Ransom was born, as you probably know, in Pulaski, Tennessee. He received his undergraduate degree at Vanderbilt in Nashville, and then spent about 3 years in England as a Rhodes Scholar, receiving his bachelor's in classics and philosophy. As one of my students once remarked, isn't it remarkable that Mr. Ransom has been able to write the poetry he has with no background except the classics? Between the years 1914 and 1937, Mr. Ransom went back to his alma mater in Nashville as professor of English, especially as professor of poetry, and he started there a pattern which has grown with him with the years. First of all, I think a great many of the people who have worked with him think of him as a teacher and a remarkable teacher and inspirer in their writing of poetry. Such people as Cleanth Brooks, as Robert Penn Warren, as Alan Tate, are simply, of course, the ones we know about among many. At Vanderbilt, he was one of the founders of the Fugitive magazine, which published some of the important verse of its period and had a distinguished group of Southern poets contributing to it. He was also instrumental in the development of the agrarian group, which put the emphasis on agrarian cultivation culture, as it is shown in literature, rather than on the machine. Offhand, I can't think of poetry that you might know quite so well as some of the short stories, for example, of Robert Penn Warren, where the agrarian atmosphere and emphasis is very plain. Mr. Ransom's own poetry, some of the best of it, and a considerable amount of it, was written and contributed to The Fugitive. And except for his 2 years in France as a lieutenant in the artillery, the period between 1914 and 1937 he spent at Vanderbilt. From about 1938 until his retirement in 1958, he has been at Kenyon College in Gambier, Ohio, where he is at present living. And the pattern goes on. Again, the teaching, which I mentioned because I know that some of you are very much interested in creative writing. Mr. Ransom, a poet, of course, first, has put considerable emphasis on developing that side of his teaching. He founded and for many years edited the Kenyon Review, which I think I hardly need to mention to you, because it made its name first all over the country, and then outside the borders of the United States, with the remarkable collection of fiction, of poetry, and of criticism. Mr. Ransom has also been, as you know, in not only a poet, but a critic of note, making such contributions to criticism while he was at Kenyon and elsewhere, that his name is always associated with criticism. And he has so endeared his alma mater to others and has brought it to such attention that the administration building at Kenyon has been named in his honor. I don't know quite what we would do along those lines here, but we might be thinking. Mr. Ransom has 5 books of poetry, to his credit, as the reporters always say. Poems About God, an early book which some of us think has some very good things in it, though he has not chosen them for later reproduction. In 1924, Chills and Fever. In 1927, Two Gentlemen in Bonds. And then what I think is interesting, with an 18-year period between in both cases, The Selected Poems of 1945 and The Selected Poems of 1963, from which I hope he will read to us tonight. He also has considerable criticism, which has been collected in about 3 volumes. God Without Thunder in 1930, The World's Body in 1938, and in 1941, the volume which gave its name to a whole new attitude toward criticism and was called simply The New Criticism. I always feel that it is a little bit presumptuous to speak of awards in connection with people of Mr. Ransom's caliber, but of course he has won all the major ones. The Guggenheim Fellowship, the honorary consultantship to the Library of Congress, the Bollinger Award from Yale, an award from the Arts and Letters Society, and in 1964, the National Book Award in Poetry. In the spring of 33, the Shenandoah Review got out an issue which it dedicated to Mr. Ransom. At that time, Alan Tate, an old pupil, an old friend, said, "I consider Mr. Ransom now the dean of American poets. It is with the greatest pride and a sense of honor that we present Mr. John Crow Ransom."